USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic Democrats will pass President Biden's social spending bill. It's worth right around $1.75 trillion and has been stuck for weeks because of a dispute among progressive and moderate Democrats. The president wrapped up his trip to Europe this week by attending the COP26 UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Biden promising the United States will lead the world in reducing emissions to 50% of 2005 levels over the next decade. But Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell criticizes that promise.
President Biden apologized for outperforming the deal, and his counterparts welcomed America's new commitment to reduce U.S. emissions 50% by 2030 without single specific on how to achieve it.
USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Russian analyst Igor Danchenko, who served as a central source for a dossier of opposition research material on former President Donald Trump, has been arrested. That's according to a spokesperson for Special Counsel John Durham. The dossier claimed alleged ties between Russia and former President Trump to help him win the 2016 election. It was since proven to be fake. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is continuing to testify before a Senate hearing. Walensky being pressed on vaccination numbers by Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
We're actively encouraging vaccination in all of our employees and doing a lot of education and outreach in order to get our agency fully vaccinated.
But the percent?
I don't have that for you today.
The Dow losing 33 points on Thursday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced his state is looking to use shipping containers as a potential barrier for its border wall with Mexico. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nails joins Fox News and says that's a great idea.
These are what you see on the back of 18-wheelers. Some of them are 25, 30 feet long, 8 foot tall. So if these individuals are going to approach one of those barriers, number one, some may attempt to climb over it, but many of them will stop and wait a minute, and then they'll move, you know, alongside that barrier and try to find an opening.
The state is also deploying 6,500 National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety members to the border to deter the latest migrant caravan from accessing border towns in Texas. Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin edged out former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe in a hotly contested governor's race in Virginia. Part of Youngkin's campaign was the issue of education, and he promises to reform the education system with everyone involved, particularly parents.
It really moves on to engaging at the grassroots level with teachers and school administrators and parents. And I've been very clear, parents are going to be engaged in their schools, and we're going to make sure that we have a really, really effective communication loop with parents so that we can take input.
Youngkin also promising to ban critical race theory from public schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.